Obviously, my agent has been telling me about it, but I haven't been really focusing on it, honestly. I've been getting ready to put on a show here, run. Can't wait to run, actually. But I've just been focusing on the task at hand, not letting anything get me above what I am right now or lower than what I am right now. Just a show. No preview. No predictions.
So one or two particular things you worked on that you wanted to do?
What I'm really looking forward to do is run my 40. I've been working on it, not for long, but I've been working on it. And just my L cone. So I'm just patiently waiting for Monday to come, going through the process, enjoying everything that they're throwing at me. We all separate from each other because of just how we carry ourselves and how we play. We all have different styles of play, and we all have something different that we can bring to the table. So it's kind of wide open more than we think. So it's all up to the teams and what they need for their team. I'm just, in my eyes, I feel as though I'm a leader. I'm a dynamic player. I'm going to disrupt it in my position. And everything that's needed for a defensive tackle and that they need for their team. It's not really tough. It's kind of like you give me the last apple and everybody else wants it. I'm not giving it up type of thing. So they put me in a position where I feel as though I'm at, honestly, they feel as though I'm at the top. So I'm not trying to lose that right now. If they talk about me, let's keep them talking about me. I haven't really watched the league in a long time. First started watching in 2007. But I did get a chance to know Ndamukong Suh in 2010, so we got a good relationship. I watched him play a couple times. Not so much as on game day, but Mike Pouncey, I think he's playing center for the Miami Dolphins. I got to know Ndamukong Suh. It was at the Maxwell Award dinner and award banquet. That was the year I won High School Player of the Year, and he was there for College Player of the Year. And we got a chance to sit down, talk a little bit off the field, and just bounce ideas and thoughts off of each other. He's actually the exact same as I am off the field. I can't speak for on the field yet, though. It wasn't so much as help my development. It was just a natural, normal conversation. Just two friends talking. Back to the city of brotherly love it is. But, I mean, it would be good to go back home and just to see a lot of familiar faces and do something good for the city.
You know, for a long time,
yes, I thought about it. The first game I ever watched in NFL football was the Super Bowl when the Colts won it in 2007. It wasn't that it was no interest. It's just I didn't know nothing about it, so it was no reason to watch it. Even when I started playing, it was still no interest in watching it because I like to play it. I didn't like to sit down and be still and watch a game and watch my friends and stuff jump around and get excited for no reason. So it just wasn't a preference of mine, but now it is. So I watch it and play it now. I'm sorry? Disney Channel. I think the big difference, besides the fact that Jeff Dillman came in and was our strength coach, is that our team came more together. we trusted each other as a unit, and it wasn't no personal interest in it. It wasn't, all right, let me get my stats, or let me do what I got to do to get out of here type of thing. It was, what am I going to do for my teammate, and what am I going to do for the guy next to me that's going to give everything he got? Can I do the same thing, and he trusts me that I'm going to do my job, and the linebackers trust me that I'm going to be in my gap while they're in their gap? So it was more of a team thing than it was a personal thing this year. I think it was great because he's a head coach that's a defensive player, and you get to see his excitement. He doesn't just walk around like a mummy on the sideline, get mad and get back to normal. Like he gets excited as well as get mad. So when he gets on you, it's like, all right, well, I seen you get excited, so you see what I'm doing good, and now you're just getting on me because I probably did something that you corrected during the week of practice, and I messed it up again. So it's really good. I love it. I love his excitement and the way he jumps around and the way he even gets mad, because if you don't get mad, it's like, all right, I don't think you care that I just messed up type of thing. So it was actually really great. Before my season started, I sat down with Coach Muschamp and Dan Quinn, and we was talking, and he said, Coach Muschamp said, if you're going first round this year, I'm kicking you out. So that took a chip off of my shoulder, whereas though I didn't have to focus on what I'm going to do after this season, and started focusing on my team. And at the end of the year, after the Sugar Bowl, Coach came in, he shook my hand, said, congratulations, man, go make your name known in the league. And that was him telling me to get out of Florida. So I shook his hand. I shook all the coaches' hand. We talked a little bit. And he told me if I needed anything to give him a call.
As far as Disney Channel shows go, are you an iCarly guy or a Sweet Life of Zach and Cody or what?
I am not an iCarly guy. That's So Raven. I was watching that when I was young. And Cartoon Network, the Looney Tunes. I feel as though when I get on the field, you're right, it's competing. I don't feel as though we came out here to get on the field and be friends. We all competing for the same job, and it's a job interview. So what would you do if it was just me and you, and we were best friends, and he said only one of us can get it? We're going to compete, and at the end of the day, I'm going to shake your hand if I get it, and you're going to shake my hand if you get it. But at the end, that's not going to stop our friendship or whatever we built throughout the way. So we all know what it is and what it's going to be. It's just how are some people going to take it. It's not a fair thing anymore. I mean, stuff happens. I sat down. My coaches fought for me as best they can, so it was no bad blood between us on that. We got it reduced to 2 instead of 4. So we just dealt with it. It wasn't no grudge or anything. We're just waiting to get back on the field, and that's what we did.
Sharif, you mentioned Mike Pouncey. What's your relationship like with him off the field? Did you reach out to him, talk to get advice from
this process? After he left his last year at Florida, the following year he came back with his brother. So me and Dominic Easley got a chance to have lunch and sit around and talk to them, and we quickly found out we're the same as they are, but we're not twins. But I got a good relationship with both of them, and I talk to them here and there, see how they're doing, and we got a really good thing going right now. Inside is much closer to the ball and to running plays that are going towards you or away from you. And it's easier, way easier to disrupt plays that are going away. Outside, at defensive end, you got to be a little bit more patient in some situations. The ball can run away from you and you got to chase it down from behind. But still, they both get their fair share of disruption and sacks and things of that nature. So it's different. It's a different mindset in both positions. You get more contact at three technique, though, and I needed to get down there where it was noisy at.
Thanks.
No problem. 6'2", 6'2", 0.7, and 297.